Today's message is entitled, Trust in the Lord. It is coming to you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. I will be reading from the English Standard Version. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank you for this day. We pray your blessings upon this message as it goes forth. We ask that you remove me and place your Holy Spirit within my heart, mind, and soul, that this message may go forth in a manner that is pleasing to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. In today's climate, there is division among the political and science community, among Republicans and Democrats, and among the citizens of the United States of America as it pertains to the coronavirus, leaving many people bewildered about who or what to trust in the midst of this pandemic. Should I trust in the experts in the field of infectious diseases, or should I trust in the government? Politics has influenced the mind and behavior of many people during this pandemic. On one hand, many are concerned about self and they feel that their rights as citizens are being violated. On the other hand, others are concerned with their health as well as the health and well-being of others. So you must ask yourself, should I trust politics or should I trust science? Who should I trust? You must ask yourself, who should I trust? Now, we all have individuals in our lives who we consider dependable, honest, responsible, and trustworthy. These individuals were once a stranger that became your intimate friend, a person you are familiar with and have a close connection with. Of course, an individual doesn't become your intimate friend overnight, doesn't become your trusted companion overnight. It takes time. An individual that you have shared your darkest hours, your deepest secrets, your biggest insecurities and fears does not become your trusted confidant overnight. It takes time. It takes time to build an intimate friendship, an intimate relationship with someone before you can wholeheartedly trust them. And even then, there is doubt. It takes time to consider whether or not someone is a true friend you can put as much trust in as possible. The same is true with God. God was a stranger to all of us at one time. Sure, we heard of God. We worship God. We fellowship with those who love God and may have even prayed to God, but God was still considered a stranger. For many of us, it took time to tell God our deepest insecurities and fears. Even though, according to Matthew 6:8, guess what? Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Even though it took time to tell God our deepest insecurities and fears, God already knows all about them. For many of us, God became our intimate friend, our trusted confidant over time through an invitation and acceptance, leading to a promise and a commitment. In other words, someone invited you to church. Eventually, you accepted the invitation. Upon accepting the invitation, you heard the word of God, and over time, you came to believe that you can trust in God. What does it really mean to trust in God? Now, according to the Hebrew Greek Study Bible, the word trust implies confidence or security. It is a concept that is associated with firmness or something that is solid or secure. Trust can also mean to have confidence in. Now, having confidence or security in something or someone means having an assurance that leads to action. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 15, God appeared to Solomon, the king of Israel, in a dream and promised him anything he asked. So Solomon admitted his weakness in knowledge and wisdom to properly rule his people. Solomon admitted his weakness in knowledge and wisdom to properly rule his people and was not afraid to ask God for his knowledge and wisdom to govern his people. God was so pleased with Solomon's request that he not only granted Solomon's request, but he granted Solomon's request along with great riches, honor, and longevity. Now, in this portion of scripture, in this chapter, Solomon is advising his son to live a life of trust in Yahweh because he found that God was worthy to be trusted through his own experiences. Now, how many of you prayed to God and God answered your prayer and you did not tell a single soul about your answered prayer? How many of you prayed to God and God answered your prayer and you told your family, you told your friends and coworkers how God answered your prayer? See, when God answers your prayers, you should share your blessings with others. Sometimes when we learn to trust someone, it's because someone has spoken very highly of that individual. Someone has had an experience with that individual that says, you know what, you can trust him. You can trust her. They have proven worthy to be trusted. You see, it is human nature to put your trust in something or someone, even if it is yourself. However, Solomon is telling you today, don't put your trust in the government. Don't put your trust in the science. Don't put your trust in man. King Solomon is telling you today from experience to consciously put your trust in the Lord. So, what does it really mean to trust in the Lord? To trust in the Lord means more than believing in who God is and what he says. To trust in the Lord means to have a faith that lets you boldly serve him. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Now, in this verse applies to all believers. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is applying to all believers, but even more to those who are in the service to God. Now, you all know as well as I do that there are many who are believers in the Lord, and they will say so. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. But they are not in the service of the Lord, meaning they're not reading their Bibles, meaning they're not going to church, meaning they're not tithing, meaning they're not doing those things necessary to be in the service of God. And there are many who are believers in the Lord, and they are in the service of the Lord. Understand this. God never chooses any man or woman to work for him because of their training and ability within themselves. God chooses people like Jeremiah, who was just a youngster with no formal training. And God put the words in Jeremiah's mouth to give to the people. So we can no longer say, I can't do this job. Because God is not choosing you to do a job because of the abilities that you have. God chooses you because he can use you. The word trust in this verse means to lie helpless, face down. It pictures a servant waiting for the master's command in readiness to obey. Now, the word all, you all may have heard of this old cliche. All means all, and that's all means as it pertains to this particular scripture. All means all, and that's all means. The idea of trusting the Lord with all your heart now adds some quantitative detail to your faith. How much do you trust God? Some? A little? All? The word heart does not mean this, the physical life-sustaining organ that distributes the flow of blood throughout the body. The word heart comes from an old English concept that was used to refer to the ruling center of the whole person, a person's will, mind, and feelings. When the Bible uses the term heart, it usually indicates the control center of life. Therefore, when someone uses the phrase with all your heart, it means there is no more room for anyone or anything else. Many of you have heard the phrase sold out for Christ. When something is sold out, that means that there's no more space. There are no more seats to accommodate anyone. When a concert is sold out, that means they have no more tickets to sell. That means they have no more space to put anyone in. Why? Because there's nothing left. When you are sold out, that means you have nothing left. If someone was sold out in their faith in Christ, there would be no more room to love or trust anyone or anything else. Half trust in God and half trust in self or something else is really failure to trust the Lord at all. See, one of the biggest mistakes that we make as humans is trusting our own heart or feelings instead of God alone. Listen to what Jeremiah says in chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? So we know that we can't trust our own heart. Instead, we must trust in the Lord with all our heart. We must be sold out. This means listening to what he says, believing it, and acting on it. See, knowing what God says, believing it to be true, and obeying him, even when we don't get it, is a big part of trusting. That's how to trust God completely. Therefore, trusting in the Lord with all your heart means that we have put our faith and trust alone in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the second half of Proverbs 3:5 says, do not lean and do not lean on your own understanding. Now, this verse helps us understand the real implications of the word all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Do not rely on your own understanding. Do not lean on as a crutch on your own understanding. In all our conduct, we must be modest of our own judgment and confident of God's wisdom, power, and goodness, and therefore must follow providence or the protective care of God and not force it. If we are giving the Lord complete command over our lives, then we won't rely or depend on our own understanding. If we are sold out for Christ, we will not rely or depend on our own understanding. Instead, we will trust in Him for everything and not try to figure things out or make things work on our own. That's what we do. We are faced with the problem. And instead of giving it to God, instead of going to God, we try to figure it out first. Then, God, can you help me? How many of you would like to have a friend that's always coming around asking for stuff? Not many of us. See, we must, with an entire submission and satisfaction, depend upon Him to perform all things for us and not lean to our own understanding as if we could, of our own, without God, help ourselves and bring our affairs to a good outcome. Trusting God with all your heart means to decide to put away your own understanding and instead choose to trust God and His understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. In all your ways acknowledge Him. In all your ways, in everything that you do, acknowledge Him. In all your ways that prove direct, in all your ways that prove fair and pleasant, you must acknowledge God with thankfulness. If you bless someone, give thanks to God. If someone bless you, give thanks to God. If you sit down and to help someone who are in need, give thanks to God. If someone comes to you saying that you're in need, give thanks to God. In all your ways that prove irritable and uncomfortable, which there are some ways, you must acknowledge God with submission. In all your ways, you must make the choice to invite God into your everyday life and conduct, the regular things that happen every day, as well as the mundane things. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Ask His advice and request direction from Him in every case, the plain cases and the difficult cases. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Do not plan anything but what you are sure is lawful. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Make your requests known in everything you do. See, many people are afraid to have God direct their paths. Many people are afraid to make their requests known to God. They are afraid of relinquishing control of their lives to God. Instead, they would rather direct themselves. But those who direct themselves, those who lean on their own understanding, do not trust in the Lord with all their heart. Trusting God with all your heart means to honor and acknowledge Him in all that you do. When you acknowledge God in all your ways, in all that you do, He will direct your paths in the fulfillment of His will into what is right before Him and pleasing to you. Why? So that your way shall be safe and good. Those that put themselves under divine guidance shall always have the benefit of divine guidance. Now, we are living in a pandemic, and many of us do not know who to trust or even what to trust as to the truth. There's no unity between the leaders of what is said to be a great country. and people that live in it. Decide today and every day to put your trust in the Lord. Decide today and every day to not trust in your own understanding, but give attention and priority to God's revealed word. The greatest hindrance to trusting the Lord with all our hearts will probably be the desire to live for ourselves instead of the Lord. Decide today and every day to acknowledge and honor God in all that you do. Decide today and every day to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior by accepting His free gift of eternal life. Decide today and every day to live a life of surrender to Christ as the Lord and Master of life. Decide today and every day to stay close to the Lord and allow Him to continue building your faith in Him. Decide today and every day to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Decide today. If you desire to trust Him with all your heart, you will make a commitment to study His word and follow His direction. James 1:22 says it this way, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." See, there's a benefit in trusting in the Lord with all your heart. He will make straight your paths. He will make your way safe and good. God has provided all the resources we need to be totally reliant upon Him. And if we are trusting Him with all our heart, there is no room for anything else to be in control. Decide today and every day to trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank You for this day. We just thank You for this message that has gone forth. We ask, dear God, that You continue to watch over each one of us, and that if we are not 100% trusting in You or have all of our heart on You, help us, dear God, to trust You with all of our heart. Help us to focus on You and Your power. Help us not to fear, but to trust You. We declare our faith in Your ability to fulfill Your promises to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.